2014年度、渋谷教育学園幕張高等学校、後期選抜、英語、リスニングテスト。これからリスニングテストを始めます。試験は、パート1とパート2の2部からなっており、パートごとに回答の方法を説明した後に問題を放送します。よく聞いて回答してください。なお、放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。では、始めます。パート1。ある高校に赴任してきたばかりのデビット先生に、校内新聞の生徒記者のたかしがインタビューしています。その後、対話の内容に関する質問が、ナンバー1からナンバー5まで5つ読まれます。質問に対する答えとして最も適切なものを、選択肢 A から D の中から選び、記号で答えなさい。対話文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。では、始めます。
David, I'd like to ask you a few questions for a news story I'm writing for the school newspaper.
All right, be my guest.
First of all,When did you come to Japan?
About 2 years ago. It was 2012.
I see. What part of America do you come from?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. It is near the Great Lakes.
Have you always lived there?
No. I was born in California and lived there until I was 13. Then I moved to Wisconsin.
Where are you living now?
I'm living in Urayasu now.
How do you like life in Japan?
Everything is just fantastic. I love the food especially.
What kind of food do you like?
I really like yakitori.
So do I. What do you think of our high school?
I like it. The students and the teachers are very friendly.
Is there anything you were surprised at?
Yes, I was surprised at the class size. Here you have about 40 students in a class. In America, we have only 25 students in a class.
Is there anything else you were surprised at?
Well, I was a little surprised at the school uniforms. In America, we don't usually wear uniforms.We can wear what we like. Here, everyone looks the same. It makes it hard for me to remember names.
Well, David, thank you for answering my questions. I hope you'll enjoy teaching here.
Thank you, Takashi. I'm sure I will.
Questions. Number 1. When did David arrive in Japan?Number 2. Where is Madison? Number 3. Where was David born? Number 4. What does David like about Takashi's school? Number 5. Why can't David remember the names of the students at the school?
パート2。これからサメの生態に関する説明文が読まれます。続いて、この内容に関する英文がナンバーワンからナンバーファイブまで5つ読まれます。これらの内容が説明文の内容と一致していれば T、異なっていれば F を回答欄に書き入れなさい。説明文と英文は2度読まれます。では、始めます。
There are many myths or false ideas about sharks.One is that sharks like to eat people. Although some sharks do eat people, we really aren't on their menu. Sharks usually eat fish or sea mammals such as seals, especially if the fish or mammals are weak or dead. The whale shark is the Earth's biggest fish. Although whales are bigger, they are mammals, not fish. The great white shark is perhaps the most dangerous to people. Great whites are large sharks and are known to attack people. These attacks don't happen very often. It is believed that they happen when a shark mistakes a person for something else. Because sharks have been around since very old times, they are thought to be primitive, simple animals. This is another false idea. Sharks are really very complicated. They have a powerful sense of smell and sharp hearing. Some can pick up electric currents made by the muscles of swimming fish. Sharks have large brains, and they learn quickly. They have a memory and can be trained. Many sharks have rows of sharp teeth. When teeth are lost, other teeth move in to replace them. Another false idea about sharks is that they don't see well. Actually, sharks have good vision, especially in weak light. They have some parts at the back of the eye that work like a mirror to make the light stronger. One false idea that was created by movies is that when a shark is getting ready to attack, you can see its back fin above the water. The truth is that a shark often attacks from below, without showing its fin above the surface. Sharks are believed to be dangerous, and so some people think it would be better if there were no sharks at all. This is a bad idea. Sharks clean up garbage from ships and waste from the ocean. They help other types of sea animals stay strong by eating animals that are sick or weak. Much of what we know about sharks comes from the scientists who have studied them. Dr. Eugenie Clark has made many dives to study sharks. She has also studied sharks in her lab. For example, she trained them to press a target to get food and learned how sharks can identify colors and shapes. Because of her work with sharks, Clark is known as the Shark Lady.
Questions. Number one. One false idea about sharks is that they don't attack humans very often. Number two. Earth's biggest shark is the great white shark. Number three. Sharks can be trained because they have a memory. Number four. Sharks can't see things very well in weak light. Number five. Dr. Eugenie Clark is called the Shark Lady because she has studied a lot about sharks.
繰り返します。
There are many myths or false ideas about sharks. One is that sharks like to eat people. Although some sharks do eat people, we really aren't on their menu. Sharks usually eat fish or sea mammals such as seals, especially if the fish or mammals are weak or dead. The whale shark is the Earth's biggest fish. Although whales are bigger, they are mammals, not fish. The great white shark is perhaps the most dangerous to people. Great whites are large sharks and are known to attack people. These attacks don't happen very often. It is believed that they happen when a shark mistakes a person for something else. Because sharks have been around since very old times, they are thought to be primitive, simple animals. This is another false idea. Sharks are really very complicated. They have a powerful sense of smell and sharp hearing. Some can pick up electric currents made by the muscles of swimming fish. Sharks have large brains, and they learn quickly. They have a memory and can be trained. Many sharks have rows of sharp teeth. When teeth are lost, other teeth move in to replace them. Another false idea about sharks is that they don't see well. Actually, sharks have good vision, especially in weak light. They have some parts at the back of the eye that work like a mirror to make the light stronger. One false idea that was created by movies is that when a shark is getting ready to attack, you can see its back fin above the water. The truth is that a shark often attacks from below, without showing its fin above the surface. Sharks are believed to be dangerous, and so some people think it would be better if there were no sharks at all. This is a bad idea. Sharks clean up garbage from ships and waste from the ocean. They help other types of sea animals stay strong by eating animals that are sick or weak. Much of what we know about sharks comes from the scientists who have studied them. Dr. Eugenie Clark has made many dives to study sharks. She has also studied sharks in her lab. For example, she trained them to press a target to get food and learned how sharks can identify colors and shapes. Because of her work with sharks, Clark is known as the Shark Lady.
Questions. Number one. One false idea about sharks is that they don't attack humans very often. Number two. Earth's biggest shark is the great white shark. Number three. Sharks can be trained because they have a memory. Number four. Sharks can't see things very well in weak light. Number five. Dr. Eugenie Clark is called the Shark Lady because she has studied a lot about sharks.
では、時間です。回答をやめ、筆記用具を置いてください。これでリスニングテストを終わります。この音声は、東京学館発行の入試過去問題集に収録されているものです。